All right, so before we get to the bloopers, a couple really quick announcements and clarifications. First of all, this blooper reel will be taken down on Thursday when the new episode comes out, and then it will be moved to Patreon. Also, the new episode is coming out on Thursday, so look forward to that. That's going to be episode 12, The Wedding, and it is a Detective Files episode. Also, Patreon merch of the month. If you are donating, I believe, $10 or more, you do get the Patreon merch package every month. Because there was no merch package in June, we're doubling up in July for a double merch package. So this month, the Patreon merch package will be fortune-telling cards and a sequel to our much-beloved clue cards. So the fortune-telling cards are a bunch of cards which you can use to tell your fortune every day of the week. There will be seven cards, seven possible fortunes. And we will have the second batch of clue cards. We did clue cards for December for our big holiday merch package. And now we're going to do the second batch of clue cards. And these will be for episodes 9, 10, 11, 12, and I believe 13. So, without further ado, let's get to those bloopers. Hi, welcome to our third blooper reel. Today I have two cast members from the series, and we're going to check the bloopers out. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Liz Mina, and I play Emma.
My name is Trent Trachtenberg, and I play Logan, and I was also available today.
Do you guys want to say a fun fact about yourselves?
Yes. A fun fact about me is that I am a better voice actress than Trent.
A fun fact about me is I cost less than Liz.
Okay, so let's talk about this first blooper. How should we introduce this first blooper?
I remember this. This was, what was the episode? This was very early on. This was season one.
I think it was six.
Episode six, where I was out that day of the group recording for some, I think I was at work. Because I seem to be the only one in this group who works during normal work hours. So I was at work and everyone else was recording the scene where we're all in the car and we're singing along to that band. And so I had to do it on my own. So I sat in a closet and I played the YouTube video really loudly. And I hadn't listened to the song before, so I pulled up the lyrics and I was just like cold reading the song, basically. And then it was also like midnight and my roommate was asleep. And then after it was done, I for some reason played it back and I listened to it.
I think we all did that separately. You were just brave enough to send it in.
Actually, everybody did it together except for Liz.
Yeah.
Really?
I was at work.
How do you guys feel about this song presently?
Tell me how much you hold this song. In my heart. I'm never going to forget it. That and Ave Maria, I think, will be with me forever.
Yes, true.
Here's the first blooper. 3, 2, 1, play.
Never see your Honda Civic, no one.
Okay, so I just listened back to the song, and I think I'm gonna go jump in front of a bus right now. Really hope that works for you, because I will never be doing it again. Hope you enjoy it. Have a good night. Get well soon.
All right. So actually this one is everybody who isn't Liz. I think, I think, you know, I just enjoyed like this short little commiserating moment that everybody had immediately after you did the song. So
the
pretty
hatred.
Brief. I just enjoyed the hatred. I enjoyed the venom in it.
Yeah.
I love that you don't remember that, Trent. I think that, like, you lost, it, like, a traumatic memory.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know how your brain just, like, deletes things that it doesn't want you to think about? I think that's what happened.
I just remember that when we did Fuck You, Kyle, and I had you guys sing it, I just remember everybody being so miserable.
I had a great time in my closet.
I do remember the misery, but not what I was doing.
Yes. There was a part where I, like, left to get, like, water or something, and, like, everybody was talking about how much they hated that, but you forgot that your microphone's recording
you. Oh, my God.
And I just love that. Unironically, I love that so much.
That's fucking hilarious.
3, 2, 1, play.
That was...
What a fucking nightmare.
Difficult for me.
It's a really fucking long song you wrote, Cameron.
So let's talk about this next blooper. I'm guessing it's from, like, the episode that came next where Trent is, like, Ethel Smith for a lot of it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Trent,
is that the one that haunts you?
Before you, like, recorded that episode, did you do your due diligence and do a lot of research on Ethel Smith to ensure that the performance would be accurate to her experience?
Yes. I also knew that it's a real person. Is it a real person?
It's a real person.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Wow.
Ethel Smith is a real lady.
Wow.
She existed historically. So, okay. So what I will say to introduce this one, because I have no idea if we actually properly introduced that blooper, but it's from episode 7. It is from the episode where you spend most of it as Ethel Smith. Mm. And Joseph is that voice. I don't know if y'all can tell. Joseph is that voice saying Ethel Smith, and I think Joseph enjoyed Ethel Smith too much.
I was going to say he really enjoyed Ethel Smith, and it was a bit over the edge. He found the line, and then he quickly stepped over.
He absolutely did.
3, 2, 1, play.
19.
With Ethel Smith.
Trent, if you would introduce this for us, how would you describe this clip?
Our most recent one?
Yes.
Well, we came under the impression that some folks out there might think that Dame Ethel Smith fucks around.
Sure.
But that simply was not true.
No.
So we needed to bury that shit, because Ethel Smith does not fuck around. And we were happy to hear that Joseph agreed.
3, 2, 1, play.
Dame Ethel Smith does not fuck around, okay? So I don't know if you were under the impression that she did.
Ethel Smith is literally that bitch.
I'm that bitch.
Exactly.
All right, this one is 45 seconds long. I have no idea what y'all did in those 45
Trent.
Seconds,
it's
because this again
Trent
is with Joseph.
Shit.
It's probably me reading a Bible passage.
Oh, why is it 8 seconds long? Hold on.
I was going to say, wow, you really cut.
That's wrong.
Really cut
times
it down.
25 speed.
This is from episode 7, where Trent was Ethel the whole time. And my favorite thing about this blooper was watching Trent's expression as he discovered that this blooper exists. Just watching the whole time.
Well, I think whenever Trent is being stupid, he blacks out. So I think he doesn't remember, like, large swaths of his life.
3, 2, 1, play.
Ethel, how are you? It's your sister, Victoria.
Oh, I thought I ate you in the womb. It's so nice to see you.
No, you didn't, you evil bitch! I'm here!
I see you've been around for long enough to learn my nickname.
Yes, I have. Mother wishes her dear regards for your career.
Nasty bitch she was.
Yes, we all know how evil she was.
Alright, so...
Father's still a lonely bastard.
On that note...
No.
No! Was that Joseph?
That was Joseph.
How long
that was Joseph?
Did you guys do any actual recording that day?
No.
No.
No, they didn't send us a script. They just said, at the beginning, he just said, go ahead, idiots. And we pressed record, and then an episode happened. It was crazy.
Right, right. Yeah, that was a long riff. A 45-second long riff is no joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my ethyl meter was drained. It was at the bottom. So when I said, that was God, please, no more. Please, please, no more. In my tongue.
Hold on. I'm gonna really quickly check the next blooper. Okay, very good. Okay, good. I'm checking out the next one. Very good. All right. Okay. Okay.
So I do want you to say that you like things like it's food. So if you do like the blooper, I want you to say, delicious, delectable, scrumptious.
Oh. Wow.
That was delectable.
No. I didn't like that.
All right,
I didn't like that. I never want that to happen ever again. That's never a good sign when your thoughts start syncing up with Trent's.
So here's the next blooper. I had Trent hum the British national anthem, which I believe you were listening to on the drive to the recording session.
Yes, I do remember this now.
Am I remembering that right?
You are. I do remember listening to it on the way and also listening to it while I was humming it.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Do you think that worked out?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it worked out really well. Lots of rich backstory in there. I'm glad we were able to involve it and that it didn't get cut. Great stuff. Mm-hmm. Really great stuff.
3, 2, 1, play.
Women's rights.
That's gonna keep going.
I am upset that didn't make it in. I am upset. That one should have stayed.
What was that for?
You tell us.
I
blacked out. I don't know where I was.
All right, I think that this next one is what Trent should be canceled for on Twitter.
No, stop trying to fucking remove me from society.
This is like really great material for Trent's eventual memorial.
Okay, let's talk about this next blooper. In this one, we have Trent playing Denver.
Was this from that episode that we tried to record and then never finished?
No, it was also from episode 7. Trent, do you remember? So, for this next blooper, Trent, do you remember why you recorded this?
I don't remember why, but I know that I did a whole episode.
Yes.
As Denver.
Yes. This was also episode 7. We had like huge sections where we didn't have Joseph's audio. And Joseph was like away on vacation and we really needed some audio to like send things to sound design or else we were just like not going to be able to release the episode. And then like we recorded Joseph later. We threw his lines in where yours were, but you recorded these lines first.
How nice.
Liz, how do you feel about Trent Trachtenberg?
How do I feel about Trent Trachtenberg?
Yes.
Can I have my own dedicated episode of the podcast? Because I don't know if I could really sum it up in 5. I think I'm going to need a full 45 with sound mixing.
So many good things to say.
I sort of feel similarly to Trent Trachtenberg in the way that a king feels about his court jester. It's sort of the way where you see like a three-legged dog. You're still the alpha in the situation, but you think the dog's kind of cute. You keep it around. But is the dog gonna be an asset in your life? How do you feel about me, Trent?
I Cameron's, he's asking the question, so we can.
3, 2, 1, play.
She hangs herself. She pretends to hang herself.
Ugh! Oh my god, I'm Finn Denver, and I'm so scared, oh my god!
In another Victorian interior.
I have, okay, this next one, I don't know, I'm looking at this next one, and, hold on, why did I name it like this?
What's the name? Let's guess.
Trent saying something horrible. Trent going straight to hell. You hear the portal to hell opening in the background, and my screams as my soul is dragged into the fiery pits. Or I say bacon funny.
Did you guys ever see like that like new like Scooby-Doo movie for kids where Scooby-Doo goes to hell?
What? No, I didn't see that.
Did you see the new Scooby-Doo movie for kids?
No, you don't have to repeat it. We heard what you said.
Where Scooby-Doo goes to hell.
That's sort of like you saying, I saw an alien last night. Like, we know what you said.
Yeah.
You just need...
So how are we gonna introduce this next blooper? How would you describe this?
A full studio takeover. Because not only am I the voice, but I've also changed the story and the characters.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, play.
Turning little by little, they see what I see. We cannot go back. And then Denver dies, and Logan is the new narrator of the detective files.
I love how it's fucking Denver announcing that.
Yeah.
Trent working overtime for that writing credit.
Yeah. So let's talk about this next blooper. You nodded occasionally at some of the sounds.
Yeah, well, I was sort of evaluating each one individually.
Some of them were agreeable, I admit.
It was really, it started getting like more terrifying towards the end, I would say.
Do you know why you recorded this? Actually, I don't even know that we need to tell the audience.
No, we don't. No. Why?
This is like the ending of The Sopranos.
3, 2, 1, play.
So it's just me, is it? Guess I have to add some noises to the end of this one. I'll do the clap myself.
Oh, damn it, wrong one. Fuck. Now I look like an idiot. No.
Oh, jump scare.
Wow. Trent, how are you cringing at yourself this much?
I don't listen to my shit.
I forgot that I wanted to post, at some point I wanted to post like a chill beats while you study with that over it.
You should do that. You should do that.
Can you rename the file, The Beast Gets Closer?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Have you guys seen the thing where they slow down WAP to 2 hours and it becomes ambient horror.
No, I haven't seen that.
I thought you were going for something like that. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I played it at a party.
I have seen the atmospheric video in which Dr. Phil threatens to throw rocks into your window.
What a fucking buck wild thing to say.
I'm just gonna check this blooper. Give me a sec.
He has so much joy.
I know. His little face.
It's like it's Christmas morning.
This one is not exactly a blooper. I think I get the picture. I will send this. It's not exactly a blooper. This is kind of the category of things I just threw into the folder with the bloopers because I thought it was funny to me personally. Alright, so this next one was from episode 11.5, which is a Patreon exclusive bonus episode. This is Joseph. This is Joseph after he reads an actual line that's genuinely in the series. And then just him, like, complaining about it for, like, a good 30 seconds. So
nice. What a guy.
Even though it is not a blooper, I do enjoy it, so I think we should include it.
3, 2, 1, play.
3 important discoveries with that. Firstly, I made poop in my pants. Discovering that was very, very bad.
You have no idea how much it took to just swallow everything and just say, fuck, keep going, don't stop. Hey, it happens. Anything goes. With Denver, anything fucking goes. That's what I've learned. With Denver, anything goes.
All right.
Delicious.
And he's right. I think it's really important, and I think as an actor, to have a co-star that's so generous, as generous as Joseph is. It really is a gift, and it's a pleasure to watch. And he's so young. I mean, really at the start of his career. And so to see him doing what he's doing,
He's 8 years old.
It's a joy and a privilege.
And he made poopies.
Yeah. What are you going to do? It happens.
What are you going to do?
It happens.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? Do you remember that time that I was recording something separately, but I never left the group chat? And you heard me recording this other project?
Yes.
What?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it and I was like, did that actually happen? Or
yeah, that really happened. I remember just you like saying something. I think you were doing like an announcer voice.
Yeah, I was an announcer. It was like this underground like wrestling thing that I was doing an announcer voice for. And in the middle of my...
was it real?
No, it's for like a thing.
So you like just never left the Discord video chat? You were days?
I didn't even have Discord open.
That's
like an
crazy.
Hour. So we finished recording. We finished recording, and like an hour later, I was like, why is Trent in?
Why do I hear him?
That's petrifying.
So I saw Trent in the call, and I joined the call, and Trent, what you don't know is that I was in there for like 2 minutes.
Oh my god. I was worried about that after I left. I must have said
because
some horrible
things. I was about to like say something right away. I think I like started to say hi and then you didn't hear me.
No!
And then I was just like
That's
so
bad.
I was like, okay, I'm just gonna
That's
wait
so
for like
funny.
A second and then I'll have like a good moment to interject.
But the moment never came. Oh, what horrible misery.
I think, like, by the time I interrupted you, I was like, okay, I just have to, like, actually interrupt him, because at this point, yeah, it was, it's gonna freak him out
more.
It was
quite jarring, actually, when I'm doing my line, and it's, like, a weird, obscure, like,
I was like, I don't want to mess up the take.
I just fucking hear him, hey, Trent. What the fuck? Yes?
Wow. And that could happen again at any time.
It really can. And, you know, I can't take on any projects because I just have, like, no. This little thought in the back of my mind, like, Cameron's watching from somewhere.
Right.
You'll never get away. So, thank you for scarring me.
Do you guys want to listen to Joseph doing a Morgan Freeman impression?
There's actually nothing I want to listen to more.
I have heard it, but yes.
Do you want to hear Joseph doing a Morgan Freeman impression again?
I have done my impression with him, and we went back and forth, and it may have been at least 25 full seconds.
I don't know. This could be that clip.
I think this might literally be that.
I mean, how often does he do this?
I didn't check this one. I just could tell it was definitely something, because it's titled Morgan Freeman.
Now, is this before or after he made Poopies?
After.
Okay.
After.
Okay. I gotta be in it, you know.
3, 2, 1, play.
Just keep on keeping on. You're doing fine. You're doing fine. Wanna know why you're doing fine? Because Morgan Freeman said you're doing fine.
Morgan Freeman.
No!
There's Trent.
Why am I here?
So Trent's Morgan Freeman impression was really just Trent talking.
Yeah.
It was just Trent doing his deep voice. And at this point, we're all familiar with Trent's deep voice.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph's was good.
That was genuinely me.
No!
That was genuinely me.
No, Trent, you have to admit, you were just doing a deep voice.
I'm not competing.
Wait, can I hear it again?
Any criticism is fair.
Yes, you can hear it again.
If it helps, Joseph's was kind of bad in the beginning. It only got good in the middle.
Okay, I feel better.
Yeah.
All right, do we have any closing statements?
I do have one.
No!
Great.
Got you with that one.
No!
I think that is a genuinely good Scooby-Doo.
That's really good.
I cannot talk like him, though.
Try it.
No!
I'm getting flashbacks to, like, in middle school. There were, like, mean girls at my middle school.
Do a Scooby-Doo.
They would just go up to people and be like, hey, I heard you can sing. Sing for us.
Those are bad.
That's so middle school.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I have to tell you guys a story before we close out. Okay. I don't know if we're going to include this. Maybe we will. I did have a situation in senior year of high school where I, as a joke, I sang really badly during a sketch on a stage in front of a lot of people. Was very comfortable with that. Uh-huh. I thought it was super funny. Apparently not everybody knew it was a joke.
Oh,
because
no.
Like an hour later, I was in senior year, a group of freshman mean girls came up to me and went, hey, Cameron, can you sing for us?
No!
Can you sing for us?
No!
And here's the worst part.
Don't tell me you did it.
I hadn't been bullied in years. Oh. I hadn't been bullied since middle school. I was so, like wigged out. I was like, are you serious right now? I was so wigged out that I did it.
No!
I sang. And in that moment, I couldn't think of any songs, so I sang the song that was in that sketch. Presumably to sing it a little bit better, which was I don't know what it's called. It's a Taylor Swift song that starts with like Romeo and Juliet something.
No, not Romeo and Juliet.
What a lovely story.
I hate children.
I know. That was my thing in high school. People would be like, do a voice. And
Would you do the voice? Of course I would. What voice? But like what voices?
Your metaphor for how I'm the court jester is not like a new concept.
It's not far off.
I have always been the court jester.
Oh no.
I had a really bad Donald Duck back then.
But since then you've refined your Donald Duck.
I've heard your Donald Duck. It's a good Donald Duck.
Whoa,
that's fantastic.
That's
so good.
That is a good Donald.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
And he gets his body into it.
You have to, because he's like.
Yeah. Whoa. Okay, yeah. There, Buster.
Yeah.
Let's wrap up. So again, I have been Cameron LeBron.
I've been Liz Mina.
I have been Trent Trachtenberg. I am now someone else.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting the series. And everybody look forward to the next episode.
Woo!
Bye.
Daddy.
Thank you. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
I mean, bye.